urine testing was one of the first drug testing methods, if you exclude breath testing for alcohol. But it's relatively easy to gather. It's not invasive, for example, in the same way that taking a blood sample might be. You don't need special qualifications to take urine sample. You can usually gather large samples, and the kidneys concentrate the metabolites, that is the byproducts of drugs in the urine. Saliva testing, which is more recent. So simply, initially, it wasn't available. The technology just wasn't there until more recent years.
And the difference with saliva testing, does it pick up the same as urine testing?
Well, urine testing measures, and I think a lot of people wouldn't be aware of this, it doesn't measure the presence of a drug. The tests that they use measure the byproducts. And those byproducts can stay in your system for several hours, several days, depending on the type of drug. So a drug such as amphetamine might be detectable for a day or two, whereas a drug such as cannabis might be detectable, the metabolites of cannabis might be detectable for several days. Whereas saliva testing does test for the presence of the active drug. You can't say how much the person's got in their system. You can't say whether they're intoxicated, but you can say, you can't say that they're impaired, but you can say that they've actually got active drug in their system now. And again, it's a relatively uninvasive method. And some people would probably prefer to give a saliva test because simply it's taking a swab out of your mouth, whereas if you give in a urine sample, in order to avoid somebody substituting that, it can be quite invasive. Someone watches you give the sample and so on. So some people prefer a saliva test as opposed to a urine test.
So Professor Steve Allsop, it would be fair to say that in fact you might have some sympathy for the argument in this case that urine testing on mine sites could easily be replaced with saliva testing.
I do, and I understand why people would argue for that. They would argue it's less invasive and it does detect the presence of the drug rather than what you've been doing in your own time. And now, the problem with that is that some people would argue that urine tests are a more established mechanism. Some people would argue that they're more accurate. Some people would argue that there are limitations to saliva testing. But what's important is neither of these tests are actually, you can't take them as a single indicator that the person has used drugs. They're screening tests. So the Australian standard demands that these screening tests are actually followed up by a confirmatory analysis. Screening tests, by their very nature, are very sensitive, so they can result in false positives. What I mean by that is they say you've got the drug on board or the metabolite on board, and you haven't at detectable levels. So the confirmatory analysis is done, and that then becomes much more specific. It can actually tell you what sort of drug it is, and it confirms that this is indeed a positive test. To comply with the Australian standard and to use these tests properly, you should only use either of them as a screening test.
Could there be a cost factor involved, do you think, other than urine testing being implemented early, easily carried out by a non-medical person, which I assume the saliva testing can be also?
Yeah.
Would it be perhaps more expensive to do saliva screening?
No, not necessarily. I don't think it's it depends on which test you use. But the screen tests are relatively low cost and can be done with pretty immediate results. So the expense is in the confirmatory analysis, which can sometimes take a little bit longer. I think it's about, some people argue that the more effective measure is the metabolite. And of course, then there becomes an argument about what is the right of the employer to know what you do in your private time versus the employer has the right to test for people who are engaged in illegal behaviours. Now, this becomes an argument, of course, that the unions, employers need to mount with each other.
Steve, thank you so much for taking the call.